we have actually tried to talk to the managers concerned who are driving the program to instruct them to stop the program forthwith, because according to us, 95% of Zimbabweans are now operating as vendors. Hence, everybody is trying to search for money to pay us the rest of somehow. People are no longer on formal employment. We only see the engineer driving from the front and probable with the town secretary. But we ourselves as councillors, we have only set committee meetings. We haven't yet even set a full council meeting. There has never been any discussion regarding demolishing people's structures.
What evidence do you have against the town engineer?
The engineer is the person who is directly supervising environmental health officer, who is coordinating this program. And according to the health officer, he is actually informing us that he is under instruction from the engineer.
What about you, the local authorities' bylaws? Were they followed when people built these structures? And who gave them permission?
Bylaws could not have been followed, but normally when we want to resolve such issues, we would always make an arrangement that when we move people from point A, there must be a point B. In one way or the other, the informal sector business has become life for this country.